Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. Even as Illinois residents have been sheltering at home, a mysterious masked musician has been making her way through the streets of Alton. She calls herself the Fiddle Assassin, but her only enemy is the coronavirus, and her only weapon is an electric violin. And that recording captures the Fiddle Assassin out there on the streets of Alton. And joining us today to explain her motivations and maybe even share some secrets is the Fiddle Assassin herself. So, Fiddle Assassin, I never thought I'd be saying this, but welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
So tell me, when did you start playing the streets of Alton in this disguise?
I guess it's been about 3 or 4 weeks now, so not a super long time this go around.
What's that? What led you to go out and take the streets in this way?
Well, I've always loved performing on the streets. It's a fun people watching experience. It's definitely different, but this time, you know, we have this pandemic going on. People, especially people that live in the downtown area, don't really have a lot of green spaces to go out to, or they might be inside working. And so I thought maybe I'll walk around and just kind of play and break up this silence a little bit of our lonely downtown. And people really seemed to enjoy it.
And describe for us your costume. What are you wearing when you're out there playing this electric fiddle?
I am wearing, I guess, first and foremost, I'm wearing my mask, and that's important. It seems to be extra important right now in this time that we live in, but it's important in covering up my identity. And I have a hood and some rose-colored sunglasses.
And, nice.
I also have my little tiny battery-powered amplifier attached to me via my sound cables, and then that's attached to my violin.
I gotta say, I didn't even know this kind of sound was possible for somebody who's ambulatory. You know, when I first heard this sound, I told our producer, this was clearly done in a studio. You're making this entire thing happen while you're strolling around in a hood and a mask. What kind of reaction does that get from people?
It gets almost completely I think I've only had positive reactions. I think some people are surprised. Walking down College Avenue in Upper Alton area, I saw some people come out of their house, but they were like sneaking out and they were filming me on their phone, and they were kind of like, are we, you know, like hiding? Like, are we supposed to be filming this person? And I'm like, totally open to it, but it was kind of cool because I inspired sort of a sneaking little assassin in everyone else too, so that's kind of fun.
That's great. You're having some fun out there. I gotta ask though,
absolutely.
I mean, you're obviously a talented musician. This would be a good chance for self-promotion. What made you decide to conceal your identity?
Well, first I think when like the coronavirus first started hitting, I had a friend who suggested that we should all be in Mortal Kombat characters and that we were missing an opportunity to be sparring in the streets.
Mm.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I could do that. Let me put it on this character and be this violinist. But there's something so freeing in people not knowing who I am. It just allows me to be objective and just to try new things that I might not if I was just myself.
So it's liberating. That makes sense to
yes.
me. Yet, Alton
yes.
being Alton, I'm sure the rumor mill has spread. What are some of the rumors you're hearing about your true identity?
Oh, that's so fun. I love it. I love it. And it can be pretty malleable. So for whoever wants to have a fun origin story, but I've heard that the Fiddle Assassin lives on an island in the Mississippi River, just north of Alton. I've also heard that she flies into town on the Piesaw bird, which I don't know if you're familiar with the Piesaw bird, but it's a legend.
That's a big deal out on your side of the river.
Yeah. That'd be hard to ride that bird up the river. I don't know. Someone said that she might have been a nurse during the Spanish flu of 1918. So she might be hundreds of years old. So that's kind of some of the things going around. I guess we can see.
Well, look, I got to level with you. In preparing for this interview, you know, we always do our reporting. And we heard from some sources who suggest that your real name is Erin Jo Enochs, better known as Paddlefoot, who's with the band The Four Roses. Have you ever been asked that before?
Oh, it's funny you should ask. That's a great question. I have been asked that a lot. So I've been doing my research on this Erin Jo Paddlefoot character, and I don't know. I looked at the Dead Roses Facebook, and I saw some videos. I thought, there might be some similarities, but I'm going to have to find out who she is and find out why she is copying my moves.
So you can neither confirm nor deny that you are
Paddlefoot. I can neither confirm nor deny.
So I got to ask, though, Paddlefoot plays a wooden violin. What made the Fiddle Assassin go electric?
Oh, I think there's just something to it. I think the electric violin just sort of gives off this different energy of a little bit more assassination, if you will. Trying to assassinate these bad vibes, sad vibes, and also a little bit to try to disguise. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen this Erin Jo Paddlefoot character play the electric violin, so maybe we're not the same person. Who knows?
So you might be throwing people off your set. That's interesting. So what do you hope, I guess last question here, what do you hope that people take away from these performances?
I really hope that it helps shake up. We're going through a really hard time right now, and I think people over the world, and especially people here in America, are being asked to do something that we've never really had to do before, and that can be very anxiety-inducing, to say the least. So I'm hoping that even if just for a moment, I can help relieve some anxiety and maybe be comic relief or therapeutic for somebody who sees me, and I hope that it makes them smile or some, you know, brightens their day.
Well, I think that's a great goal, and I hope we can help you with that a little bit here today. We're going to go out of our show by playing a clip from your song Regulate, but I do want to, before we play that, though, I just have to say, again, never thought I'd say this, Fiddle Assassin, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so, so much, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me on the air.
And this is Regulate. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the complicated set of circumstances confronting local daycares as they reopen and get ready to reopen. How do you keep a one-year-old from spreading disease? And we'll talk to author and public speaker John O'Leary. He has a new book out. It's a great read. Podcast episodes of St. Louis on the Air are available at stlpublicradio.org, or you can subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcast app, or wherever you get your podcasts. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Fenske.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer. St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.